will be a discussion by Justice Berniers about the history, where we started and where we are now regarding CCMS. And I just, as an aside, would again like to express my personal thanks, as well as I'm sure the thanks of the council, to Justice Berniers. As all of you know, he has chaired the governance committees, the executive committee, and oversight of the governance committee since they were formed a year ago, December. And I can just personally attest that he's spent huge amounts of time and energy on CCMS and the direction of CCMS. He's participated in a huge number of weekly teleconferences with the vendor, with Grant Thornton, with stakeholders, with the governance committee members and the governance committee chairs, as well as the governance committee itself. So thank you, Justice Ramirez, for all the work that you put in. And if you could report to the council on where we've been and where we are now.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning, Chief. Good morning, members of the council. I'm Terry Berniers. I sit on the First District Court of Appeal. I've served as the chair of the new governance committee since its inception a little over a year ago. I've also served on the Court Technology Advisory Committee to the Judicial Council for just about 10 years now, and I've been vice chair for the last couple of years with Justice Chin. The council is faced today with some choices that will have profound consequences, not just for the CCMS program, but I believe will have profound consequences for the future of all technology initiatives for this branch. It might be helpful in making those decisions to have a little historical perspective on how and why we began the project, to correct some persistent misinformation about CCMS, and to summarize where we are today. I'd like to start by reading from a letter written by former Chief Justice Ron George to then-Governor Gray Davis in March of 2000, recounting a meeting in the governor's office in December of 1999. The chief wrote, "Dear Governor Davis, I'm writing in response to the request you made to me in our December 1999 meeting regarding the state of technology in the judicial branch. You raised a number of concerns about the use of technology in the judicial branch and outlined your goals for use of technology in the court system. You expressed significant concerns that the court's information systems had developed in a piecemeal manner, resulting in a condition that impedes the effectiveness of our justice system generally and our public safety system specifically. We discussed that in many of our court jurisdictions, multiple incompatible court information systems exist, inhibiting the ability to communicate with the other components of the state and local criminal and civil justice systems. In addition, courts are not only unable to share information across departments in the same county or across county lines, they are often unaware they are handling related cases. You stated that the state's priorities include developing integrated systems at the state level. These integrated systems must improve information sharing, such as that required for improving criminal history records and for improving the ability of courts to share information across jurisdictions. You clearly asserted your desire to reduce duplicative efforts and expenditures, to develop processes that make court information more readily available to those who need it. You made clear your expectation for central coordination of technology efforts by the Judicial Council and your intent that the Judicial Council be accountable for its actions. In conclusion, you stated you were not willing to fund good ideas that simply perpetuate an ineffective and costly system. The governor was right. He was right then, and those concerns and statements remain true today. We had and still have a myriad of largely county-based systems that were and still are incompatible, even within courts, and most of which were antiquated even then. In 2000, the Judicial Council adopted the branch strategic plan that included as Goal 6 a requirement that technology will enhance the quality of justice by improving the ability of the judicial branch to collect, process, analyze, and share information, and by increasing the public's access to information about the judicial branch. The Council directed the AOC to ensure greater efficiencies in the delivery of administration administrative, technology, and infrastructure efficiencies throughout the judicial branch. The council also at that time adopted the branch tactical plan for court technology, which was prepared with the input of the Court Technology Advisory Committee. In 2001, the AOC did a court-by-court assessment to determine the viability of existing case management systems. That assessment concluded that most of the case management systems then in use were severely deficient and did not provide the basic functionality needed. A number of courts faced urgent needs because of outdated systems, deficient technical support, the inability to meet legislative and reporting requirements, and significant maintenance costs, a condition we still face today. That year, the branch also received one-time funding in support of several initiatives detailed in the tactical plan. This included $21 million provided from the by the legislature from the State General Fund for initial seed money to be used for the development of a regional case management system for several Southern California trial courts, including the Superior Courts of Los Angeles, Orange, San Diego, and Ventura counties. And I might again mention, as I have before, that is the only funding the legislature has ever provided us for development of case management systems. After that funding was provided, a January 2002 meeting of the Southern California Regional Superior Court leadership and the AOC focused on strategies and proposals for case management system initiatives using this initial funding. Initially, there were several competing proposals from different courts, but the meeting concluded with unanimous agreement that, first, a single comprehensive case management system would be purchased or developed that would meet the requirements of the California courts and be configurable for any size court in the state. Second, the authority to pursue the single solution would be delegated to the Southern California Oversight Committee, which included the leadership from the Superior Courts of San Diego, Los Angeles, Orange, and Ventura counties, and would be renamed the CCMS Oversight Committee. The CCMS Steering Committee was also formed at that time. The first phase of CCMS development began in 2003 with a new web-based criminal and traffic case management system, which is known as V2, developed under contract by Bearing Point and based on a system known as Vision, which had been used locally in Ventura and Orange counties, and which was ultimately deployed in one Superior Court, Fresno, in July of 2006. Concurrently in 2003, Deloitte Consulting was selected as the vendor for a CCMS module to include civil, small claims, and probate cases, what we know as V3. Design work was completed on that system in February of 2005. It's important to remember that this design was defined and developed from its inception by trial court judges and trial court staff with system requirements established in joint application design sessions by the people who will have to use the system. Deployment began with small claims cases in San Diego and Sacramento in November of 2006, extending to other case types and other courts, including Ventura and Orange counties in 2007, with Ventura completing deployment of all V3 case types in August of 2007. Since that time, the San Joaquin Superior Court deployed all V3 case types in all locations in August of 2008. The current version is in daily use in these courts. It provides for e-filing and processing of cases and now handles about 25% of the statewide civil case volume. In 2006, the CCMS Oversight Committee that was then in place approved a high-level plan to begin the process of unifying all case categories into one single application. In June of 2007, the development contract with Deloitte Consulting was amended to include the design and construction of the additional case types, including family, juvenile dependency, and juvenile delinquency, the incorporation of criminal and traffic functionality, and the design of the ancillary components, including e-filing and a public access portal. In 2007, the decision was also made not to deploy the V2 interim criminal and traffic system to any additional courts beyond Fresno in light of the short-term costs that would have to be incurred and the anticipated completion of CCMS then by the end of 2010. Independent project oversight services were provided through the development phase by the firm of Soberg and Ivanishek. The application coding was completed in August of 2009, and early adopter readiness assessments began for three courts, San Diego, Ventura, and San Luis Obispo, in June of 2010. In the three-year operational plan adopted by the Judicial Council for 2008-2011, the Council once again voted to support development and implementation of CCMS with the stated goal of utilizing new and enhanced technology solutions for managing court cases, enabling data exchanges with justice partners, providing e-services, and creating venue transparency for increased access and better service to the public. The new, more broadly constituted governance structure for CCMS that I now chair was formed in November of 2010 and assumed its oversight responsibilities in January of 2011. The comprehensive cost-benefit analysis for CCMS was prepared by Grant Thornton and presented to the Judicial Council in February of 2011. The CCMS core product completed product acceptance testing in April of 2011, and that's testing by court-based personnel, not by professional testers, meeting all exit criteria. Concurrent with our product acceptance testing of the external components, e-filing, justice partner data exchanges, the statistical reporting, and our public access portal, K3 solutions and integrated systems diagnostics were retained in consultation with the Bureau of State Audits and the State Technology Agency to conduct an independent outside code quality assessment of the CCMS product and a CMMI capability maturity model appraisal of Deloitte's processes. K3 concluded that the product acceptance testing was well-planned and comprehensive, that the system architecture is scalable and has a solid foundation, and that CCMS will perform as designed once it is deployed into the production environment. All product acceptance testing was successfully completed in November of 2011, and the CCMS product was accepted. The readiness assessment and preliminary work required for deployment, including business process mapping, is virtually done. The functional design for Release 1, which incorporates over 80 legislative and regulatory updates, as well as enhancements suggested by our court-based testers, has also been completed. Bottom line is, it works, it is ready to deploy, and there are courts ready and willing to deploy it now. We now have a comprehensive case management system owned by the judicial branch and based on modern architecture, not obsolete, which will first provide judges with critical information when they're hearing cases and making decisions about releasing criminal defendants, placing children in foster care or reunifying them with their parents, ordering custody or visitation, and issuing protective or restraining orders. It will create common standards for information integration and sharing between justice agencies and the courts. It will provide an unprecedented level of access to court information and court services to the public and to the bar. Unfortunately, politics, both inside and outside the branch, continue to dominate any discussion about CCMS. We continue to hear very vocal complaints about past mismanagement and lack of oversight when a highly effective and capable program management office was put in place over a year and a half ago, and a new and more broadly inclusive governance structure has been in place since January of last year. Between that structure and the Council's own internal committee, there is no program in the history of this branch, and probably few in any branch of government, that has been more closely supervised and scrutinized. At a recent legislative hearing, DSA acknowledged that the AOC has put in place protocols for future IT projects that, if followed, would address most of the weaknesses noted in its project management of CCMS. I cannot speak to project management before our current governance committee was formed, but I can say that today, every single recommendation made by the California Technology Agency, by the Bureau of State Audits, and in the independent quality analysis has either been fully implemented or will be implemented at the relevant stage of the process. There continue to be misstatements and misrepresentations about the costs we have incurred to get to this point and the costs required going forward. We continue to hear the claim that the AOC allowed CCMS costs to mushroom beyond budget and that we've been the victim of uncontrolled Deloitte cost overruns. The fact is that all Deloitte contract amendments were made at the request of the branch as the user requirements for the system were being developed and as anticipated when the contract was signed. The often repeated assertion that we began this project with an estimated cost of $260 million to develop and deploy a statewide case management system for all courts for all case types is simply untrue. I was on the trial court presiding judge's advisory committee in 2007 and 2008 when then Deputy Administrative Director Ron Overholt presented cost estimates for development and deployment of the system to us, and those estimates were consistent with what they are today. They're consistent with a budget change proposal presented to the legislature or presented to the legislature in 2009, I believe. The fact is that our development costs are what we have consistently told this council and the legislature, about $333 million in development and deployment costs. And of course, we have about $16 million in reimbursement from that amount due from Deloitte over the past 10 years, including V2 and V3 costs, and roughly $516 million inclusive of maintenance and operations costs, all of which we have been steadily reducing. The fact is that our PMO staff was able to successfully complete product development for CCMS, despite the fact that CCMS has been on a life support budget for the past three fiscal years, and despite the fact that we have redirected over $171 million from CCMS development to trial court operations over that same period. Just yesterday, the local legal newspaper, The Recorder, published a statement referring to the Grant Thornton report you have before you now, claiming that, quote, a report found that the cost of deploying CCMS to just 11 of the state's 58 trial courts would cost $1.2 billion over the next 10 years. The ignored fact in that statement is that the report finds that our baseline costs, if we don't utilize CCMS over the next 10 years, will be $1.133 billion. The fact is that our budget cost to deploy CCMS to 11 courts, a highly front-loaded cost, is about $342 million. The fact is that we will start to see annual cost savings in about 5 years, and the fact is that our net cost for deployment over the next 10-year period is projected to be about $67 million. The fact is that we now have a system that can literally transform the quality of justice rendered in our trial courts by providing the public, attorneys, judges, and litigants with immediate access to case information. State agencies that interact with the courts, including the Department of Justice, Department of Social Services, Department of Child Support Services, the California Highway Patrol, and others, will, for the first time, have the ability to interact with a single case management system to improve efficiency, eliminate redundant data entry, avoid data entry errors, and reduce system costs. We now have the capacity to transform court operations from a paper-based process in which response time is measured in days to an electronic environment in which the response time is immediate, resulting in savings across all courts. We have the opportunity to bring the service levels provided in the California court system into alignment with the service quality that's been achieved in the private sector and other areas of government with electronic filing, electronic calendars, self-service case inquiries, and self-service payments. The challenge we now face, of course, is finding funding necessary to make all of this a reality, particularly in light of the cumulative effects of crippling cuts, the judicial branch budget that have seriously impaired our ability to provide even basic services. The reality is that we will struggle this year trying to recover even a small part of what we've lost, and we face the threat of truly catastrophic cuts depending upon the outcome of the November election. That reality means that moving forward in any meaningful way with CCMS deployment in the coming fiscal year is virtually impossible. I think we all recognize that it simply isn't feasible. But the reality is that there will be a high price, and a price not just quantifiable in monetary terms, for any of the choices that we make. If we continue to invest in the future of the branch, we will pay a price for the delay we now face. We will pay an even higher price, in my opinion, if we choose to ignore the reasons we made this investment in the first place, and we will find ourselves far worse off than when we started, without any viable solutions at all but a very few courts, and with our ability to pursue any meaningful technology initiatives at the branch level severely compromised, if not completely crippled. And we will pay a very high price indeed, and the public we serve will pay a very high price if the decision we make today is to retreat from the vision of a modern, coherent, and coordinated justice system, if we allow parochial self-interest to define our goals, and if we surrender our future for temporary expediency. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Breneers.
Justice Holt.
Thank you, Chief. Justice Breneers, thank you very much for that that summary of where we've been and over the past 13 years, what we've attempted to do. I have just one question. You mentioned just a moment ago, I think you mentioned the amount of $67 million for deployment over the next how many years, sir?
In the Grant Thornton report that you'll hear presented shortly, the conclusion is that our net cost over the 10-year period to deploy CCMS in that 11-court deployment would, taking into account the cost savings to be generated, be about $67 million over that period of time. The problem, of course, is that the $342 million that we would need to budget to do that, again, is front-loaded, and it's front-loaded not just for those courts, but also to have the capacity to add additional courts.
All right. Thank you. That helps. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any other questions? Discussion? Thank you, Justice Breneers, for that historical background. Counsel, at this time, we're going to take our 15-minute break before we move on to our next agenda item, which looks like an approximate hour-and-a-half presentation by Grant Thornton. So we will stand in recess until 10:45. Thank you.